Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready, check it. I got 7 back 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sniffed the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at the christening.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Today is June 26, 2010, Saturday. This is the news episode of the pregame. Of course, we all know yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the passing of the late, great Michael Jackson. So today's show is pretty much all themed based around Michael Jackson, even though we're still going to have our own, you know, we're still going to keep the show with how you know it, Dumbass of the Week, you know, the panel coming in and everything like that. But I'm going to start it off. Actually, I want to get your guys' opinion, all right? Of course, you know, tribute songs, you're not supposed to say, oh, who had the better one or anything like that. So I want to get to know which one you feel did better justice. All right, I got one from The Game featuring Diddy, Chris Brown, and then I got one done by 50 Cent. So I'm going to play that for you guys real quick, pay some bills, other stuff like that. So here's the first one. I'm going to the second one. Y'all tell me, you know, how y'all feel about that. All right, this for you, MJ. We miss you. Go on, but never forgotten. This is Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black. Be back in a minute.
Remember the first time I seen you moonwalk? I believed I could do anything. You made the world dance. You made the music come to life.
Nigga, not the one that play ball, the one with the Hollywood star. And since I'm a Hollywood star, I'ma tell you my story. Never had a family that close, never seen Berry Gordy walking through Interscope. But just like me, they always had Mike Interscope. No matter what you say, I'ma love him and he's still dope. Let me take you back to 85 when I was in a zone, dancing for my mama, Thriller jacket with the zippers on. Now I'm doing 90, about to crash in his acid. Listening to Outkast, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Anything I could ever do to better you. Your son was off team, so we gon' credit you. I'm writing this letter to all of the Jackson kids. We all Jackson kids, time to let us through.
This is the first time I see you,
All right, y'all, we're back. That was pretty much one thing. I guess it was a slight technical difficulty. As you guys know, I'm always trying to get shut down by the man. But that was the first one, so you guys heard it. You guys in the chat room, let me know what you thought on it and everything like that. We're going to go right into the next one, which is the one from 50. And you guys, like I said, you tell me which ones you was actually feeling. We're going to get into some more MJ joints. We're going to get into some more talking about them and everything like that. Like I said, Dumbass of the Week. And everything, events, all that good stuff coming up in a hot second, all right? Pre-game radio, we be right back.
I'm number one.
Yeah. They say I ain't lyrical, they say I ain't a miracle. I say some hard shit, so they say I ain't spiritual. They act like they know God better than me, I know God. A lot. I used to pump crack up the street. Come on, allow you walk by, clap and run through your backyard. Let the Mac off, tear half of your back off. This is my block, my spot, I am here. I'm a Southside nigga to the bone, get that clear. Now I got a better hustle, so I'm getting better bread. Buy my bitches better shit, so they give me better head. You think about getting down with me, you better kid. Where the fuck you gon' get a job, you a predicate. Felons, it's back to crack. Selling. Nigga, you caught telling the shell cracked your melon. I told you I blow, now you see it to believe it. My head gassed up, man, I'm so conceited. Nigga, you ain't never gonna see me in the hood. Motherfuck that shit, nigga, I'm too good. Run, tell niggas, fit these bougies. Don't buy CDs and don't go see these movies. He don't act like he used to in juvie. He was on that medication, man, that nigga did loony. Can it be, I've been away too long. I'm in way too long.
I've been away, man.
Did I leave your mind when I was gone?
Did you forget me?
It's not my thing trying to get back.
I'm back, baby, I'm back.
Sometimes let me tell you where I'm at.
Oh, I'm in Southside.
You don't have to worry, cause I'm coming. Back to where I still have always stayed. And now I find the meaning to come to
me. This is that shit right here.
In the pregame, that was the second tribute joint that I'm going to play, you know, one of many songs I'm going to play today. You know, we're going to be commemorating the life and music of the late, great Michael Jackson. A couple of events I want to get out the way. Actually, I want to shout out some birthdays. Pregame administrator Greg C., he's celebrating a birthday, so big shout out to him. Actually, his birthday was yesterday. And also, my homegirl Jillian Valentine, big supporter of the pregame. But tonight, Mocha D, who is a Blog Talk Radio host, her show On the Couch with Mocha D, she has a birthday today. My homeboy Joe Sibbs out of Nyack. And Lisa, happy birthday to you guys. And I hope you enjoy pregame and be safe, all right? But coming up on the 2nd of July, you know, which I believe is next Friday. The ladies at Divers Entertainment bring you the Get My Image Party going down at a Club Remix. That's 27 Park between Churchill and Broadway. Tickets are on sale. There's no waiting on lines or nothing like that. Tickets are in, they're $10, and from what I hear, they're going fast. Ladies, it's 18 and up. Fellas, 21. Ladies, throw your heels on. Nice little dress code or something. Fellas, no Tims, no sneakers, no T-shirts. Throw on a collar shirt, some nice slacks, and, you know, some shoes. Go there looking sharp. All right, doors will be open at 11 o'clock. You want to contact Pretty for all information at dieRichLadies@gmail.com. Excuse me, or 347-598-1000. 347-598-0851. All right? Like I said, 347-598-0851. Also, starting this coming Friday and every Friday after that, Pleasure Fridays is going down at Club Promenade. That's 215 West 28 between 7 and 8. It's 21 and over, males, females, 21 and over, strict dress code, so don't want your heels and your skirts and your shirts and all that. Ladies, on the guest list, you guys are free until 2 a.m. Gents are free until 11:30, reduced fare after if you're on the guest list. Guest list closes at 2 o'clock, though, so we'll try to get there before 2. All right? We're gonna be right back. Like I said, this is an MJ day, man. You know, call in. Give me some of your fond memories of MJ. I'll give you one. Me growing up as a little kid, you know, my sister, she's older than me by, 12, 13 years. So, and when Michael Jackson came out, she was out for that. You know, she was one of those teen bop girls who would scream when the video came on and all that good stuff. So, that's what she would do. And when she had to watch me just to keep me occupied, she would sit me down, throw on the Michael Jackson tape, whether it be Thriller or whether it was Ben, even though he wasn't even in Ben, but he did the song, but it was either, like I said, it was either Thriller, Ben, or The Wiz, or just, you know, how you back in the day you make them tapes or videos, and you couldn't really quite work the VCR real good, get it on cue, so sometimes you'll miss a couple of seconds of the video, or you'll catch the last commercial before the video came on. Well, he had a bunch of those, right? And she would play those for me. And around that time, I'll say, well, I was, 4 or 5? And that's what really exposed me to the whole Michael Jackson thing. And as I got older, I started listening to the older stuff, you know, back from the Jacksons, Jackson 5, and things like that. Seems we got a panel member in the room, in the building. Lucky Me is in the place. Luck, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing, Brooklyn Black, man?
What's poppin', man?
Nah, man, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, showing some love. And see you doing the show on Michael Jackson, and you know how I feel about Michael.
All right, well, let me ask you, because I'm not even 100% sure what it was with you per se, not to, you know, come at your head enough, but I know you didn't do a tribute for Mike. But I played two of them, one by the game with Diddy and Nas and Chris Brown, like he went all out for his, and then some thrown together by 50. Which one do you think is a more a more suiting tribute?
Well, I mean, obviously the one with Chris Brown, I felt the hook. And, you know, 50 is just rapping. And, well, and two, to fix what you said, I did make a tribute. I didn't do like a Rest in Peace tribute, but I did a tribute on, you know, I felt a certain type of way because all of a sudden when he passed, everybody wanted to come out the closet and be, hey, I'm pro Michael Jackson. So I did do a song as far as that. But the track with Game, Chris Brown, and I think was 112 was on that?
That was Mario Winans, the other dude.
Oh, yeah, Mario Winans, but I liked it. I think, you know, but both tracks are nice. They're hot.
All right, that's what's up. You know, well, so we got Lucky Me in the building. We talk about MJ. One more song. Actually, this is one of my favorite ones. This is Speed Demon. Came out, you know, when he did the whole Moonwalker movie. Yeah, that's another movie I totally forgot about. I ain't forget about it, but it slipped my mind. That was the movie, of anything, that showed the genius, the talent that was MJ. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to play that for you. We'll be right back. We're going to get into Dumbass of the Week. And I've got that once we get back, all right? This is Free Game Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Headed for the water.
Hi, what's going on? We are back, pregame radio. We're talking about MJ, missing MJ. We got Lucky Me in the building. You know, we like I said, we're talking about that, and we're getting in. Right now, we're about to get into the dumbass of the week, all right? Trust me, I'm working on it. You guys want to send me theme songs or little, you know, little sound snippets and all that, brooklynblk@gmail.com. If it's hot, I'll put it out there. But anyway, I did have a dumbass of the week that was actually nominated by my staff. If you guys remember a couple weeks ago when we were speaking, not even a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, so think about maybe four shows ago, we were having a discussion with a fan, Amanda, who was on the other side of the fence, so to say, about MJ and everything like that. And like I said, by the staff of the pregame, she was nominated dumbass of the week. She was supposed to come in, you know, kind of defend her piece, say whatever she had to say, and it'd be the end of that. Anyone who's a friend of mine on Facebook, go back, see the banter on my statuses, you know. But what she did, she was unable for some reason, you know, for some reason she was not able to come through tonight. But what she did submit a statement that I'm going to read, and this is what she had to say, and I quote, "For the last time, just because I feel the way I do about this particular subject does not mean I expect everyone else to feel the same way. However, it is not your place to tell me how ignorant I am based solely on my opinion. Be who you are and say what you feel. Because those that mind don't matter and those that matter don't mind. Excuse me. Obviously, you all mind and have obsessive traits anyway. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bringing me back into this pitiful excuse for a debate I respect MJ's music, but I don't respect the person he became. That is my prerogative. Really doesn't make a difference to me. In a concise version of what would have been, what would have become a rambling string of swears, Tasha, Ebony, fucking all of New York City, can nominate me for Dumbass of the Week for the rest of eternity, based on my opinions, but I'm done saying anything about it. I don't repeat myself when what I'm trying to say is not rocket science. That was, like I said, that was the statement that Amanda has submitted to me, and she wanted me to get out there on the show as far as her views on the whole MJ thing. I see people that are in the line, in queue. If you want to talk to me, press the 1 on your phone. Other than that, I'm going to assume you're just listening in. So if you want to talk, hit the 1 up on the phone. Look, you heard the statement from Miss Amanda. What are your thoughts on it?
I think, you know, what she has to say is true. Like I said, I'm riding with Amanda just because, you know, I'm big on freedom of speech. You know, I'm known for making, you know, my suggestion on things and my take on things, and I say things that's kind of off the wall. And so she's entitled to say, you know, even though we don't agree with it, at the end of the day, her opinion is her opinion, and she's entitled to her opinion. And so, you know, we can't really take that from her. I think she should be able to say whatever she wants to say. So, like I said, it may sound crazy, and it's not because she's a snow bunny. I'm riding with her on that one.
All right, cool. All right, we see we got another caller calling out of the 917. If I'm not mistaken, this is another pregame staff member, Lady Steele. Lady Steele, that's you?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, baby?
Nothing. How are you?
Hey, you know, I'm good. You know, we here doing the MJ show. Like, you know, I'm back because, you know, we didn't have this show at this time last year. So I figure now we do it. You might as well do it right. I know you've been listening for a hot minute, so is there anything you want to throw 2 cents on?
I guess I agree that she is entitled to her opinion. What, may I ask, is the reason for her opinion, though? Like, is it a valid point, at least,
okay,
or is it just ignorance?
Well, it all depends on however you depict it, because how this whole banter thing actually started. When I did the show, like I said, about a month ago, and I made Dr. Conrad Murray Dumbass of the Week for giving Mike too much of the medication. Plus, that was around the time he actually got formally charged for the death of Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Amanda had called in, and she was, like I said, she was on the other side of the fence. Now, a lot of diehard Michael fans, you know, are listeners to the show, friends on my Facebook, and things of that nature. So it actually started because I left it on Facebook, but it had exploded and erupted to such this big, gigantic controversy that I had to bring it to the show.
Whatever you feel about him, he was still wrong for what he did, so I don't get it. Like, why would she be offended that he's the dumbass of the week? He was still in the wrong.
No, she was more so on the fact that she was glad that Dr. Conrad Murray did what he did. She even compared it to...
Then she should be on that.
She even compared it to someone putting down their dog.
Wow, yeah. She should be on a
That's pretty much how
she's entitled to lay in her own ignorance then. That's it.
Right. And like I said, how it came to light this week, I was having a meeting with some of the other administrators via Tiny Chat. And they came like, yo, we need to make Amanda Dumbass of the Week because, you know, also this week they showed the Jackson Family movie like every day on every music channel this week.
Yeah.
And one of her main things was like, oh, Michael wasn't abused. Michael didn't get beat. XYZ. You know, so there was a lot of talking. There was a lot of talking out of the side of her neck. Excuse me. So they said they wanted to come back to see if she, one, saw the movies and also to, I guess at some point, get some type of closure about the whole situation. Like I said, you guys can go back, look at my Facebook status. It's a real long banter thing between her and a couple of other pregame staff members. And she was supposed to come on tonight and defend the piece, say her final piece on it. but she submitted that statement to me instead, says she had a prior engagement or whatnot. So that's how that goes with that. 347-857-4302. We're taking calls. We're remembering MJ. Ladies, still, I know you're an MJ fan, so you gotta tell us, what are some of your fondest Michael Jackson memories?
Oh, Michael was the absolute first man that I ever wanted to marry. And even, you know, up until the time of his passing, if he would have came and said, I want to marry you, I would have. I'd give two shits what anybody else thinks. Always loved Michael. I remember when we were small, he used to debut his videos on network TV. Like, nobody's really doing, I don't think anyone is doing that, but I'll never forget when he dropped the Remember the Time video on Sunday during In Living Color, I believe, on Fox. And that was the highlight.
Who remembers those when Michael Jackson went? Because he did it for Remember the Time, and he did it for Black and White.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are definitely one of the cool times. We got about half an hour left in this show. It seems like it's starting to pick up some momentum, so I may carry this over into the second show. All right. But before we head to another little musical interlude, I want to let this person call in from the 845 in the room. 845, you live in the pregame. What's good?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Vicky.
What's going on, Vicky? What's good?
Nothing, just chilling, you know, cooling it on a Saturday night, smoking it out.
Hi, that's what's up. You guys are pre-gaming. So we talked about Michael Jackson, you know. Tell us, are you a fan? Are you a semi-fan? Or did you just like a couple songs? Like, what's your level of fan loyalty to Michael Jackson?
I have no disrespect towards him. You know, he was like, you know, he was definitely, like, a milestone in the industry. Like, a big, like, influence on, like mad shit. But, like, in my opinion, like, I just like a couple songs. Like, I'm not really into him. But, like, I see why, like, people were so into him. Like, he is the shit. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just, like, a couple songs.
Just not your cup of tea.
No, not really. I mean, like, you know, no, like I said, no disrespect to him, but you know, I can't fuck with a hard body like that. It's just not my...
All right, that's what's up. All right, that's right. Lucky me is in the building.
Hi, sir.
How you doing?
All right, we got half an hour. We had our half hour mark, so I'm going to throw something else on. I'm actually going to throw on something from the Jackson 5 era.
Nice. All right,
this is Dance Machine. Those who know already know what this song does at the barbecues, at the parties, whatever. This song right here, Go On, shit gets shut down. Like I said, this is Jackson 5 Dance Machine. Pre-game radio, we be back in a minute, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, we are back. Pregame Radio, that was Dance Machine. And I can pretty much guarantee most of y'all was dancing in y'all seats when that came on. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of feel that it had. That's the type of feel that MJ had. Okay, it seems Ebony has finally walked into the building. I swear this nigga is always late. I swear to, I tell you, he's always late. Hey, what's up?
What's up, son?
All right, look, she get on late. So now, see, you kind of missed my previous Dumbass of the Week announcement, and just for you,
I'm sorry, I missed it. You want to hit me with it again?
I'm going to hit you with it again because it was actually directed to you.
Okay.
Okay, of course, if you knew, we're supposed to have Amanda on there today because she was nominated Dumbass of the Week by other staff members. But last minute, she sent me a message via Facebook saying that she had some previous engagement. She couldn't make it, but she did send a statement.
Uh-huh.
And the statement goes, and I quote, "For the last time, just because I feel the way I do about this particular subject does not mean I expect everyone else to feel the same way. However, it is not your place to tell me how ignorant I am based solely on my opinion. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those that mind don't matter and those that matter don't mind. Obviously, you mind and have possessive traits anyway. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bringing me back into this pitiful excuse for debate. I respect MJ's music, but I don't respect the person he became. That is my prerogative. Really doesn't make a difference to me in a concise version of what would have been a rambling string of swears. Tasha, Ebony, fucking all of New York City, can nominate me for Dumbass of the Week for the rest of eternity based on my opinions. But I'm done saying anything about it. I don't repeat myself when what I'm trying to say is not rocket science."
Is that the end of the quote?
Oh, end quote, sorry.
Okay, that shit wasn't directed at me. I don't give a fuck what Amanda said. Regardless, she's disrespectful. I'm glad she had a previous engagement because it would have been nothing but me talking over her anyway, because there's one thing to have an opinion about shit. There's another thing to keep feeling that you have to force your opinion down the throats of others. Now, you already got on one thread and disrespected Michael Jackson. Now, how do you get on a thread and disrespect someone when that thread is pro that person? You understand? So how you know, that's like everybody up there talking about me, and then here I come talking about soup. The fuck you mean? Where you coming from with soup? This is a meat eater thing. Take your soup eating ass some fucking where else, which is exactly what she should have did. Now, I come to the understanding that she was nominated by another staff member for Dumbass of the Week, like I said, in the spirit of this being the anniversary of Michael's transformation. And so I understand where the person was coming from with that. I found it to be quite comical myself. And on point, it goes to show that smart people are thinking. It was quite on point. The fact of the matter is you extended a courtesy to Amanda and you let her know this is what's going down. You didn't have to do that. You could have just let her call in and she just would have been the butt of everybody's jokes for the fucking evening. But you did not. You were a friend. My issue with her was being a friend is at some point she got to say, all right, let me not keep spewing my bullshit and status jacking someone else's shit just because I happen to feel a particular way. And I would like to say that Tasha made a point when she said that just because you have an opinion doesn't mean it's always meant to share. It doesn't mean it's always meant to share. Like I said, she's through with it. Good. I'm glad. Next time, just a bit of advice. Next time, when you see people talking about a subject that you don't particularly care for, keep your opinion to yourself. Keep it moving and go to a thread where your opinion would be appreciated and respected. Okay? Now, can we finally really be done with it, though?
As far as I'm concerned, like I said, that that whole thing is closed. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Everybody spoke on it. It's done. But, Ed, tell me you got a dumbass for me, because I got one, but I'm going to wait for you.
Actually, this is going to be a quick and brief dumbass. I'm sure you've seen her. I don't know what her name is, but this, my dumbass of the week is for the hood rat that showed up to a kindergarten stepping up ceremony like she was going to the club with her poom poom shorts, her back out with the titties on the back. She's my asshole of the week.
Yeah, I did see that, but I think I take that because from the last step of the ceremony we went to where there was kids named Jay-Z Ortega and there was 15 Juan Carlos Ortiz's. You know, I figured that was the lesser of that those of the two evils, so I was going to leave that whole thing alone. But, yeah, that's like...
That was my
ceremony.
I was flabbergasted, son. I couldn't believe it. I thought here in 2010 that, you know, we stopped doing those things. We stopped showing up at children's events like there's no children there. All right?
Yeah, for real. Stop embarrassing the kids, man, while they, you know, trying to do the damn thing, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I want to give a shout-out to the family of Keith Adams, a good friend of mine, also known as Crazy K. He was a comedian.
He's one of the funniest dudes I've ever met.
He's been on several shows. He got into an accident on Father's Day, and he made the transformation. So my heartfelt condolences go out to the Adams family and the Orr family.
All right. Also, too, with Keith, also, what's his name, Kester, he also made the transformation as well.
That's right.
On Father's Day,
right.
So we got to send condolences out to his people, his family. It seems like right now heaven is popping. MJ's over there. We got Keith there. You know.
Yeah, I know Keith's
trying to kill
us. Got them laughing.
Save me a seat, but not yet. You dig? Save me a seat, but not yet. All right?
And also, Farrah got absolutely no love. You got to RIP to her, too.
I'm going to... All right, here we go. We're going to take a call, another call out of 845, Rockland County. 845, what's
Ooh,
up?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good? New City, right? From New City.
Okay, we have New City in the place. We got Mr.
New City,
Mr. New City in the building.
New City. No, I'm Mr. New City.
Oh, okay.
I want to rhyme, y'all. I'm out on radio right now. I want to spit a rhyme. I want to spit flow.
Yeah.
I want everyone to hear what I got.
All right, well, you got to tell us who you are first, homeboy.
Yo, my name's Freddie Wasser. I go by the name of Fred A.R. Suede, yo. New City represent.
Okay.
I think you're shy. Go ahead, man.
All right, yo, if you give me a beat, you give me a beat. That's all I want.
You can't rock acapella?
What? I can do acapella if you want.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Acapella.
Right, here it goes. You ready? Yeah. Yo. Millions of MCs, plenty of them enemies. Many lack the rhythm, spitting no amounts of energy. The fuck you selling me? Thinking you hot? Leave the earth. Rock like an astronaut. Yo, cats with intelligence be running shit, so get with it. My limit is infinite. I'll be spitting written shit, depicting vivid images to represent my thoughts when I switch it from a vision to an instrument. I stick it to critics every minute when I spit the wiki whack, tricky shit, quicker than a stimulant. My strength is eloquence. Everything I say is evident, given the evidence. My data is relevant.
That's what's up.
What's good?
People in the panel, Recky Me, what you think?
What's good?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Next time, what you do, though, is you hit Brooklyn Black up on the email and you send a track. So this way you can get more shine. You dig?
Yeah, I did.
Definitely, that's what you do. Send me your tracks to the email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. We set that up when you come on the air while I play your joint. BLK@gmail.com.
What is it? BLK@gmail.com?
Yeah.
All right, yo. We out.
So you do that, you send me that, I put it on there and all that good stuff. While I got you on the air, anybody you want to give a shout-out to, anything you want to put out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yo, shout-out to my man Saul Maxima. Shout-out to my man Brando Cuse. Shout-out to my man Andrew Asmatica. And all my people in New City, I love you. I present. And shout out to you guys, too. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Like I said, send me that info. Send me that info and we link it up, all right?
All right.
Huh. All right, also seems like the homie JL has finally walked into the studio. Jay, I know you on vacation, you on location and whatnot. What's good, man?
Oh, man, I'm in Stanford. I'm just relaxing, having a good time. Just called in to see what's going on, see what's popping tonight.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, you know what it is, you know what I'm saying? We commemorating MJ, you know, the life, the music, you know, the memories, you dig? So if you got your memory of MJ, you know, let it be known.
My best MJ memories is really, y'all might laugh at this, but it's getting up on, I think it was Sunday morning, and watching the Jackson 5 cartoon. I used to love watching that right there.
That's what's up. Those who not familiar, those who weren't 80s babies or didn't come up with people born in the 70s, they'll know, yes, Jackson 5, they have a cartoon. It had a good run through a couple years. And they got into all these crazy adventures and all of that good stuff. But we got about 15 minutes, so I'm going to pretty much, you know, give a couple. Actually, I still forgot to reveal my dumbass of the week. My dumbass of the week, I will have to say, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is what I'm making my nomination for dumbass of the week. And I'm doing this live on the air just based on the fact if you guys watched the Boondocks, the most recent episode of the Boondocks, they did an offshoot of Tyler Perry and made him as a raging homosexual, so to say. Now, word on the street, Tyler Perry fired his entire staff because he felt someone disclosed secret information to the writers of the Boondocks.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear that shit.
But you know something?
Wow.
That's it's always been like at least in Atlanta especially, it's always been rumored that he was gay. Like that just happened to be like in your face, kind of blatantly putting him on the spot, but it's always been, I mean, look at how hard it is to believe him playing a straight man.
yeah true indeed. So and I'm thinking like this, if you're trying to prove that you're not gay, firing your staff because you felt someone told writers of another show that you may be gay kind of doesn't work in your favor.
True, but media takeout isn't always credible.
Right, like I said, this is what I heard, and I did use that term allegedly. But also, too, it's not media takeout is not the only people talking about this.
Okay.
Black Voices
Thanks.
Had mentioned something about, they mentioned something about Tyler Perry cleaning house, too. And AOL, that's just ran by white people with one black person in front.
Yeah.
So if they say it got to have some credibility. But we got about 14 minutes left in the program. We talked about Michael Jackson. I'm going to take a call out of the 804 in VA. 804-477, what's good? You live in the pregame. 804 banging around pots and stuff.
Too late to be cooking.
All right, if you're cooking, I want a plate. We'll come back to you, though.
No.
So that's pretty much what that is. Also, another event tomorrow for those people who want to go and live it up one more time before they got to go back to work on Monday. You want to check out Champagne Splash Sunday. It's going down at Club Passion, 40 West Merrick Road. $10 to get in. It's rocking from like 10 to 2, so you can still get out and get to work on time and all that good stuff. If, you know, you're good like that, all right? So go check that out. Also, those who are looking for employment, they want to get into the court system. They're having open administration for testing to be a court assistant. So what you want to do, you want to go to https://iapps.court.state.ny.us/oc/. Don't worry about it. I'll put the link on the Facebook. That's where you go to register for the test. It's a $30 entrance fee. But as far as I know, if you receive food stamps and or Medicaid, you don't have to pay that fee. Like I said, you know, you guys hit us up with events and stuff like that for parties. Might as well do something that'll get people money. All right? We're taking a call out of 917. 917, we're live in the pregame.
Hi, I'm calling from Franklin Palace, and it's going to pop in here tonight. So I just want to give you a shout-out, let you know that I'm in the house with you, and keep it up. You're still doing a wonderful job. Carry on with the pregame, Brooklyn Black.
All right, thank you, and wherever you are, make sure you pregame and pregame is safe, all right?
All right.
And you have a good old time out there, and do your thing out there.
I'm having a pool. Yeah, is a party. I mean, this DJ is pumping. This is what a party's about. We all know. I'll never tell.
That's what's up. Ebony's on the way over there to give on-the-spot reviews of the party. So let her know where you're at.
Come on down to Franklin Palace. It's on and popping. Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn.
All right, so those who are in the area, Franklin Palace on Franklin Avenue, get over there. Let's get it popping, all right? We got to take another call out of the 651. 651, what's good? You live in the pregame.
It's Abdul, nigga.
All right, what's going on, man?
What's up? It's Abdul. Yeah, that funny shit about Tyler Perry, man. Him, like, even if they didn't do that, him firing everybody pretty much confirms it. Like, even if they didn't leak information, him getting so offensive about the shit confirms it. And he feels and by him saying secret information, it's kind of like you saying that. Also, I want to say fuck Tiny Chat. fuck Tiny Chat, because there's a lot of bitch niggas on there. I shouldn't cuss, but there's a lot of assholes on Tiny Chat. You ain't got a camera, I'm taking you down. You ain't got a picture, I'm taking you down. There was this one nigga named Noel72 on Tiny Chat. If you see that nigga, kick that nigga out your rooms for me, for the Blog Talk family. Nigga, kick that nigga out. Ban that nigga. That nigga's poison.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to do the last shot on a nigga? You funny.
All right,
bro, come out.
So we got about a good 9 minutes left. Yo, big shout-out to the homie Abdul on the check-in. We got about 9 minutes left. And like I said, we thought about MJ, and yes, I'm carrying this over into the 12:30 show, so yes, there will be a 12:30 show. And, you know, just give you guys a chance to charge up your phones, refresh your screens, all that good stuff. But we're going to be back. We're going to be back still talking about MJ, you know, memories, the music, the videos, everything. We're going to still be talking about MJ.
Can I share my MJ moment?
Sure.
Well, actually, I have, of course, you know, I'm the biggest MJ fan in the world. And I have several moments. But one moment I want to share, and I'm not going to go with the usual Motown 25th anniversary one, even though his performance there was spectacular, and it was that performance that set off Michael Mania, Michael Fever at that time. One of my favorite MJ moments was the premiere of his video, Do You Remember the Time, for him giving people, it wasn't just a dance move, but for him showing a love story, for showing the pharaohs and the queens and how it was actually, it was factual. And if anybody paid attention, it was after he shown his people in such a positive and reinforcing light that is when all his problems started. Okay, so I would have to say the premiere of that video had all of us on edge. Video sold Green Eye, Donnie Simpson, I'll never forget. And we all tuned in to see that one. That was one of my favorite MJ moments.
That's what's up. We got about seven minutes left. I'm going to start this one last event. Shout out to that anybody who was in the panel, get their stuff out, and then I'm going to, you know, we're going to take it out with a song. But Reggae Summer Nights in Brooklyn, this is going down on the 3rd, which is next Saturday. 497 Decal, corner of Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn. Ladies are free before 12. The admission is $10. You can take the G train to Classen just to get there. Like I said, you know, little reggae thing. We're going to be chilling, barbecuing, all that good stuff. So you want to check that out. Also, I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Trumpwire Consulting, 914-760-7100. They reduce your cell phone bills, image consulting, things of that nature. Ebony's Cheesecakes, EbonyWright at yahoo.com, EbonyWright at yahoo.com. Place your orders, let your freaking radio get 5% off. What's up?
Shout out to Athena.
Oh, shout out to Athena. She has to care. She got a kick.
Here from South Jersey.
Okay, we got South Jersey in the house. But anyway, like I said, check it out. Ebony's Cheesecakes at EbonyWright at yahoo.com. The free place your orders, mention pregame radio. Get a wave delivery fee, and I believe there's only deliveries in the 5 boroughs, all right? If you live out of state, sorry. Must mention pregame radio, it gets your free delivery, all right? But if you out of the city, I'm sorry, I cannot help you, all right? I want to thank everybody who's been following me on Twitter, twitter.com/BrooklynBlack, anyone who's been rocking me on Facebook, and all that. Just, I want to thank all of you guys, because you guys, you keep me going, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I think of not doing the show and anything like that, you guys keep me going. All right, so I want to thank all of you, all 387 fans on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, tell your friends about the show. Tell them, call in, listening, whatever. And that's how.
Initiating shutdown.
Oh, wow. Already?
Oh.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left. I want to give a shout out to Lady Steele. Also, holler at her. She's going to be back 12:30 to tell you about what she's doing with the car dealership thing. Lucky me, Mr. New City. He has her cooking season 2 in full effect. Check all that out. Last song I'm throwing out there. Ed, this is for you because it was this movie that spoke into the Michael fever. You dig? And you already know I'm gonna play for you. This is the this is his track from The Wiz. For those who know, I ain't even gotta say no more.
You can't win. We like this, huh?
So this is what we're rocking out to end the pregame. Thanks to everybody. I'll see y'all in half an hour.
Thank you, David.
You can't. game.
You can reach out.
So, like I said, that was the song we're going to finish this first hour with. We be back half an hour. Excuse me. Charge your phones up. Refresh your screens. I'm going to put the link up via Twitter and Facebook for the next show. Also, too, we're going to have a chat room and anything like that. So, if any of my administrators on the line, y'all already know what y'all got to do. Let's get on it. Pre-game radio. Show one is done. MJ, we miss you. Happy birthday. Craig, Jillian, Mocha D, Joe Six, Linda, Arlinda, your birthday is in about 30 seconds, so happy birthday to you. Enjoy it. I'll be back in half an hour. Pre-game radio. We out of here.